Mr. Glenn, G-L-E-N, G-U-E-R-R-A, 12:26 to 7, severe abdominal pain. This is a 56-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, on trulicity, metformin, glipizide. He's been on trulicity for some time. His blood sugar's in 96 to 98 range. Abdominal pain appears to be related not to his medication. This started a couple of days, last night. He's gotten much worse today. His pain is 9 out of 10. He's got tenderness, especially about the epigastric and right upper abdominal pain. I did an ultrasound to look for gallstones. I did not see a gallstone, but I did see a very distended gallbladder, period. In the paragraph, he still has his appendix. He does have tenderness over the appendix as well. Nevertheless, given his severity of his pain, I have asked him to go to the emergency room. I told him to take him to the hospital next door, down the street, a Texas emergency to be evaluated right now, period. Medications reviewed. Medical problems? See 3-8-2024, surgery 3-8-2024, allergy none, COVID immunization is none, family history no change from 3-8-2024, he's alert, he's awake, he weighs 199 pounds, his weight's down about 25 pounds, 98%, 97.6, 16, 79, 135 over 80, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, but tenderness noted throughout the abdomen, epigastric region, right lower quadrant. He also complains of pain with urination and tenderness over his lower abdomen. Assessment number one, abdominal pain, severe, 9 out of 10. He needs urinalysis, CBC, CT at this time. A quick bedside abdominal ultrasound revealed no gallstones but a distended gallbladder. Next number, I told him he needs to get workup done to rule out appendicitis, gallstones, urinary tract infection, cystitis, and other medical problems. Those are the differential diagnosis. Once again, he's going to the emergency room now in big letters. Thank you.